Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and today we'll be talking to Valley Performing Arts. They have a production of a play called Bad Boys Gone Gray, and that opens tonight. And here to talk about it, we have Gary Forrester and Rachel Underwood from VPA. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
glad
you.
To be here.
Yes.
Bad Boys Gone Gray. Well, just jump in, anybody. Tell me what is this about?
Well, Bad Boys Gone Gray is the third play written by Judy Dossett, Carrie Ann Bird, and myself. The first of our series was Hot Aging Women, then the sequel, and now we've got the flip of the coin, the guy's version of
Wow.
Hot Aging Women, and it's Bad Boys Gone Gray. We've had a lot of fun. It's a musical.
It's a musical. It's kind of like a review.
No.
Like it's like a there's a storyline and then there's songs and it's all about celebrating hot aging men. You know, you don't.
Sure.
I don't know if you can say that. That sounds a little creepy.
The men in the play, their lives were connected to the women in our first two plays. If
okay.
you've seen the first two plays, awesome. If not, the play still stands on its own. But it's sort of a continuation of the first two in our series of plays.
And you wrote this with Judy Dossett. And
Carrie Ann Bird.
But you're all women. How could you be writing about these, well, you know, guys?
I've been married 37 years. I have two grown sons, and I work in a man's world.
Okay.
So I have a lot of fodder for my imagination.
You're an expert. And Gary,
yes, sir.
You play one of the hot aging guys.
I do.
Bad Boys Gone Gray.
I play Aaron, whose nickname is Bullet. From the Steve McQueen movie.
Oh, yeah, with the car chase,
With the car chase.
Famous.
So with this show, think grumpy old men, but with sexier guys and better music.
Well, you're not that old,
no.
I mean. So to be like a viable person in the social sexual arena here, when's the checkout date? When is the jig up, you know, as far as expiration date? Or is this, I mean, were these parts written for specific actor singers? Or is it like a show that could just be done by anybody anywhere over a certain age?
I feel like it's a show that could be done by anybody over a certain age. I mean, we're all aging, regardless of how old we are.
You tell me about it.
And it's about real life and aging process that we all deal with every day.
Is there a song about Viagra? Or Cialis?
Yeah.
And Levitra.
And Levitra, right.
Okay. But there's good words to rhyme.
You'll have to come see the show to see how it fits
pretty
in.
Pretty Latin. Is it like a flamenco tango kind of a thing? Because La Vitra sounds kind of like, you know, Omi Loco Vita.
I can tell you, it is a fun song, and the guys do a phenomenal job.
Wow,
it's amazing. It's right. A lot of fun.
So it's kind of.
But none of us are users.
No, of course not. Is this like a slice of life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So, Gary, well, what is one of the numbers that you shine in?
I have two solos in the show. One of them is called Sometimes, and the other one is Go to Your Destiny. And the nice thing about this show, it's good and balanced. All five actors in this show get a chance to shine, as well as we have some really good ensemble numbers. The crux of this play really comes to a point with the guys realizing that they've been together for a number of years.
Yeah.
And their friendship has lasted and is tested through time. And that's real important. It's all about relationship building and relationship maintaining and realizing that even as guys, we can love each other.
Oh, definitely. Sure. I mean, that, and this you go to, you know, you get older and, you know, I got friends for 40 years now. I have friends since I've been a kid. And, you know, we're still best friends and stuff. So you don't realize that all of a sudden it jumps from like 25 to 40 years. You know, like this, that's that sandwich of time in there that just all of a sudden accelerates. You turn around and like 10, 15 years have gone by, you know, at this time. So, like, is bringing your own aging life into this play, Gary? Do you think you'd be able to do this play and just play old if you weren't as, I mean, not old at all, but I mean, but if you were like a younger actor, just approximating it, I mean, you know, it would be a waste. I mean, it's not written for, it's written as almost a character who is that person, has to be.
Life experience is important, but Rachel and Judy and Carrie Ann did a wonderful job in making sure that the aspects of these characters are fully formed. that the intermingling of their relationships was well thought out so that they understand where they're at, why they're there, what's brought them there, and what's going to carry them forward. This show does have a
dramatic
arc, a happy ending, and it's a good ensemble show, and we like each other a lot.
Wow. Okay, for those of us who are just joining us, we're talking to Valley Performing Arts, and they're talking about their current production, which opens tonight, of Bad Boys Gone Gray. We're talking to Gary Forrester and Rachel Underwood, who is one of the authors. Well, that's so impressive. This is like the third installment of your trilogy about aging in America.
Absolutely.
And it's like kind of like, and I guess they're baby boomers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have like maybe like 150 million people. I mean, you couldn't pick a better demographic to exploit.
Well, I'm hoping that when people see the show, they will see someone they relate to. That's what we experienced with our first ones. And this, I mean, I think that every American man at some point in time can relate to each one of these guys.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So is any, you know, like based on your husband, any of these characters?
He thinks that he has supplied me with a lot of fodder for my imagination. And so
37 years worth.
Absolutely. That's how long we've been married.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think the biggest crisis that a guy faces when he becomes like a bad boy gone gray?
That would be hard for me as a woman to answer. You would think I would have an answer for that, but it's a lot of time. I mean, and with every man, it could be different.
Right.
One man not living up to the expectations that he had for his life, another man being alone. But I guess basically all of them boil down to not living up to what you thought your expectations at that age.
The hopes and the dreams, the wants, wishes, aspirations, and then falling short of it somehow in reality. And then you say, well, it's not so bad. I got my health. I got friends. I'm still here. It could be worse. You know, maybe I should lower the bar a bit and be happy. Is that the key to happiness, Gary?
I think it is, too.
Lowering your expectations?
Right. And how are we going to be remembered? Are we going to be remembered for the things that we did? Or the things that we didn't do? Are we going to be remembered for the relationships that we built, for the people that we loved, or the people that loved us?
Yeah, you regret the things you haven't done, maybe.
Right.
More so. It depends how heinous your life has been, I guess. Mm-hmm. But so Gary, from your point of view in this show with your friends, you say you have a song called Go to My Destiny, Go mm-hmm. to Your Destiny. Is that about making peace with your life and just going ahead and moving on? Or what's that song about?
What I've taken from the song is that there's never a right time or a wrong time. Your destiny is continually evolving, but there are choices that you make to be of value, to make sure that you're always looking forward and not looking behind, and don't be afraid to try. Really, the bottom line in that song was don't be afraid to try, because even if you fail, you tried and you can go forward. Then the nice thing about that song is just the message that it has.
It's optimistic.
It is.
It's optimistic. And Rachel, you're an optimistic person. You seem to be. I mean, anybody who writes a play, a musical play, has to be an optimist. And people are going to come and see it, and they're going to enjoy it. Do you have any plans on, like, shopping this around in a national way?
Because we would love to,
this
yes.
This sounds like something that would, like, be so appealing, you know, to community theaters and dinner theaters, like, all over the place.
We have had contacts with people outside, and, yes, that is our desire.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That'd be great. Yeah, so so you write the music, too? You all collaborated on the music as well as the book?
Yes. For the most part, I do the music. And then we all collaborate on the dialogue and the book. But for the most part, the majority of the music is mine.
Oh, wow. So, and who your influences like is like, you know, Rodgers and Hart or, you know, Cole Porter? Who are your big?
You know, I really can't say that I have an inspiration. It's just if an idea hits my head, I build on it like a puzzle piece. And it's just all of a sudden there. It's not like I have any rhyme or reason or method as to how it works.
It's just pure inspiration. So it's a total creative effort. And you write the words, or you and Judy, and you
I do the
collaborate.
Words and the melody for the music. We have two other songs that my brother and another friend of mine have asked me to put in the play, or I asked if I could use permission. They Okay. Gave them to me. But all the rest of them, I do words and melody.
They fit in. So mm-hmm. so the little thing, I mean, do these guys meet like at a funeral or is it some kind of reunion? What is the catalyst for this show? It takes place in real time.
It takes place in real time. The guys come together. They meet at the family cabin of one of the guys. His name is James. Played by Roger Bashirs, and we come together at a family cabin on a lake. We are preparing the cabin for James to live there. James has been in prison. And the reason that he's in prison is revealed during the course of the show. We're coming together to show him, to give him support for the time he spent in prison and to help him reestablish himself and get back on his feet.
Well, that's a great premise. I like that. He's getting out of the joint. Right. Coming back to society. Right, yeah. Is he surprised, you know, at life, how life has changed? Was he away for a long time, you know, like these guys, you know, in prison movies,
quite
the
few,
old prison
quite
movies?
Quite a few changes. He's been in a while. And the nice thing about with our ensemble cast, you know, my good friend Dave Newfer is in it. We played together in a couple of shows. Todd Brosty, who is new to our stage, and Stan Harris, who was the musical arranger for the show. It's a great ensemble cast, and if you miss the show, you're really missing a gem.
Wow. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for coming down here and telling us all about it. I wish we could keep talking about it because this is such a fertile fodder for discussion. We were talking to Rachel Underwood and Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts. Bad Boys Gone Gray is what we were discussing. Well, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com where you can list your event on KSKA's website. In Eagle River, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents Madeline and the Gypsies this weekend and the next, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. For tickets and information, you can go to AFAA or call 694-8908. Out North presents Tennessee Williams' first Broadway hit and the play that began his career with The Glass Menagerie. And that's tonight through May the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets and information, you can call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. The new group, Mountain Shack Theater Alaska, is presenting live Alaska comedy at the Wildberry Theater all summer long. Shows are at 9 p.m. on the first and third Friday and Saturdays of each month, and they feature science fiction themes. Tickets are available through centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS. TBA presents The Adventures of Peter Rabbit, directed by Dana Mitchell, through May the 15th at APU's Grant Hall. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., with a Saturday-Sunday show at 3. For tickets, you can go to 677-PLAY or go to the TBA Theater website. At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Pump Boys and Dinettes, which opens tonight and runs through May the 22nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. This famous show is full of music and laughs. Tickets are available online or call 868-4913. Mad Myrnes presents The Who's Tommy at Mad Myrnes Theater Friday and Saturday at 7 with a late show at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. The show runs through May the 14th. Tickets are available from centertix.net or call 263-ARTS, and tickets are also available at the door at Mad Myrnes. And finally, Valley Performing Arts presents the world premiere of Bad Boys Gone Gray, the sequel to Hot Aging Women 1 and 2. The show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday show at 2. At the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. For tickets and more information, call 373-0195 or you can go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Nero for KSKA.